back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode today, Donnelly's Protection Racket, Part 4, which first aired on April 22nd, 1940. Starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent slash Superman. Enjoy.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky. Look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now, Superman, mighty visitor from the destroyed planet Krypton, who has appeared on Earth as the champion of the weak and the oppressed. Faster than a speeding bullet, stronger than a locomotive, with a physical structure never before realized by mortal men, Superman goes about among human beings as Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Superman was on the trail of the Jip Donnelly gang, petty racketeers, who had escaped from town after capturing Lois Lane, feature writer for the Daily Planet. While Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, sped northward toward the gang's hideout with Editor White and young Jimmy Olsen, a Daily Planet copy boy. Lois made good her escape from Donnelly's cabin in the deep woods, taking with her the evidence of Donnelly's guilt, but only to run into an even greater danger. In leaving the cabin to follow her, Donnelly and his henchman Spike accidentally knocked over a kerosene stove, and at once the flimsy wooden shack was a mass of fire. Donnelly and Spike raced for their car, leaving Lois to her fate, while tongues of flame licked hungrily toward the dry wood. As our story continues today, the racketeers are several miles from the burning cabin, headed back to the city, speeding over the rough road in their powerful black sedan. Listen.
Listen, Spike. You sure that Lane girl took the briefcase with her?
Well, you looked for it yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, it wasn't anywhere in that room.
What difference does it make? If it's gone, it's gone, ain't it?
Yeah, if it's gone. If it ain't, it can make a lot of difference.
How?
What's the matter? You that dumb? There's papers in that briefcase. And them papers tell all about our collections back in town. Who we tapped and for how much.
What if somebody finds it, Chip?
I'm counting on the fire to fix those papers for good.
Yeah, but what if somebody gets in there to put out the fire?
Don't worry. They got a fine chance of doing that.
Why not?
For two reasons, Spike. Number one, in another 20 minutes, the woods will be like a furnace. Number two, the road's blocked.
Oh, that's what you was doing while I got out the car.
If anybody takes the road back to that cabin, Spike, they'll find a big tree down, right in their way.
Yeah?
And if they try to move the tree, well, it'll be the last thing they ever do move. I can tell you that.
Honest? How come?
Never mind how come. Just believe what I'm telling you. Quite a while ago, I figured on something like this happening.
I'd say that you figure all the angles, Chip.
I'll say I do.
What the blowout? Ah, it's a blowout. It's this washboard road. Pull up, Chip.
Yeah, right front shoe. We got a spare?
Sure, we got a spare. Wait till I get the trunk open.
There ain't no time to get held up. How long will it take?
Oh, 15 minutes, maybe more.
Step on it, will you? Hey, wait.
What's the matter?
There's a car coming up the road. Keep low.
What if they stop?
No, they won't stop.
Hey, Donnelly, they're slowing down. They're stopping.
Keep quiet. I'll handle this.
Hey there, you fella. You know this road?
Spike, roll up your collar and keep your head down. Yeah. What do you want to know?
How far is it? The Little Fall?
5 miles. You can't miss it.
Okay. What's the buy?
All right.
Gee, what's that luck?
What do you mean, luck? See the guy in the front seat next to the driver?
No, what of it?
I ain't sure, but I think it was that newspaper guy. What's his name?
Clark Kent?
Yeah. He didn't open his trap, but I bet it was him, all right. And didn't I see a kid in the back seat?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a kid in there.
I don't know who the old guy driving was, but if I'm right and the other fellow was Kent, well, it's a cinch the kid was young Olsen.
Gee, well, what are they doing up here?
After the Lane girl, of course. And she's out somewhere in those woods with a fire getting closer every minute. Well, come on, don't stand there gaping. Get a move on.
What are we going to do?
Fix this flat, that's the first thing. Then I'm going to turn right around and head back to Little Falls.
What, after them?
You said it. It's too good a chance. We might get to knock them all off at once. And who'd be left to tell about the racket then? Come on, get hot with them too.
Anywhere near Little Falls yet?
Pretty near, Jimmy. Was it 5 miles that fellow said, Mr. White?
That's right, Kent. We've covered about 4 of them already. What's troubling me now is how we're going to locate Denali's hideout when we get there. All we know so far is that it's somewhere in Little Falls or near it.
Look, Mr. White, isn't that a gas station up ahead?
Yeah, we'll pull in. That's as good a place as any to ask questions.
All right. We're almost out of gas anyway.
There's a man inside. He's coming out now.
Evening, gentlemen. Fill her up.
You might as well. We don't know just how far we're going.
Say, Little Falls anywhere around here?
Yes, sir. Sure it is. Just about a mile down the road. Keep right at the forks.
Forks, mister?
Yep. Left hand goes into the woods. Go in there and you stand a mighty good chance of getting stuck.
Stuck? Why?
Probably muddy.
Oh, no, it ain't mud. It's just a mighty narrow, mean road that's blocked. Big tree down across it.
How do you know?
Well, a couple of city fellas went by heading for the city a while ago, and they told me.
I wonder how they knew.
Well, they got a cabin in there.
Look here. These two men, they didn't by any chance come up from the city about 4 or 5 hours ago, did they?
Why, gee, mister, you must be a mind reader.
What?
Well, you're dead right. They did go through just about 4 or 5 hours ago. Only there were 3 of them then. I know because they stopped for cigarettes.
3 of them. Kent, do you hear that?
Listen, was the third person in that car a girl?
Oh, now, quit your kidding. They're friends of yours. You knew them all the time.
Was the third person a girl?
Was it?
She was.
And they drove back just now without her?
Yep. Guess they parked her in the cabin. Maybe they're coming back. Hey, where you going?
Where's your phone? Quick.
I ain't got no phone.
Come back here, Kent.
Look here. That was Denali on the road. That man you stopped to ask directions of. And he's left Lois up in that cabin. We've got to get her out and warn the police.
Hey, listen, I don't know what you're talking
about. Never mind, you'll find out later.
Hey, listen, whatever it is, you can't get in that cabin. I tell you the road's blocked.
That's right, Mr. White, we forgot.
Confound it.
Mr. White, look here. We've got to separate.
What do you mean, Ken?
You take the car, get to the nearest phone. Where is it, mister?
Well, now, let's see. Down at Robbins, third house on the left.
All right, you phone the police, Mr. White. Tell them to watch all roads back to the city.
Well, Kent, what are you going to do?
I'm going up the road into the woods. Even if a car can't get through, maybe a man can.
I'll go with you, Mr. Kent.
No, you stay here, Jimmy.
I'll take him with me.
No, we'd better stay right here, Mr. White.
What's the idea?
Jimmy, you watch the road. Keep your eye out for Denelli's car, just in case he takes it into his head to come back again.
Mr. Kent, what'll I do if he does come?
Let's see. Hey, you. Have you got a gun?
Sure, I got a gun. Only I ain't gonna let
you... Never mind that. Those two men who own that cabin are crooks and racketeers.
What's that?
You heard me. Now, if that car comes back again while I'm up the road toward the camp, fire your gun 3 times. Get it?
I get it, Mr. Kent. So long, Mr. White.
Oh, Kent, when I've made that phone call, I'll come right back.
So will I, Mr. White. Meanwhile, I'll see if that tree can be cleared off the road.
I'll hurry all I can.
Now then, I'll run a few steps to get out of sight. Oh, poor Lois. If they're holding her in that cabin, but not for long.
Well, we know where she is. This ought to do it. They can't see me from the gas station. If I know anything at all, Denelli's blocked the road on purpose. They can't block Superman. Up! Up!
Leaping into the air, Superman streaks over the darkness of the pine woods, following the dim ribbon of the dirt road below. An odor of smoke is in the night wind, but he pays no heed to that. On through the darkness, then sharply down toward the impassable barrier of a huge fallen tree, blocking off all entrance to the cabin.
There. What's that? Looks like a tree. It is. Down right across the road. Well, shouldn't take us too long to get rid of that. Down. Down. There. Now then. Hard to get at. To work in closer toward the trunk. Full-grown pine. 70 feet long if it's an inch and 3 feet thick. Must weigh 8 or 9 tons. Well, I wonder how far I can throw this tree like hurling a javelin. What's this? It's a wire. This thing's wired down.
That's funny.
Well, score one for Donnelly. Wired that tree to a blasting charge. Blew up right in my face. Anybody else would have been shattered to bits. Good thing dynamite can't hurt me. But maybe it wasn't so good for Donnelly. That blast blew the tree right off the road. If I can't get to the cabin now, I... Three shots. That means trouble back at the gas station. Something's happened. Here comes a car. Can't be Donnelly. They never make a row like that. Must be the police. Well, whoever it is, all they'll find when they get here is Clark Kent.
To think of it, I'd better go to meet them. Just in case Donnelly's planted any more surprises.
Hey, hold it!
What's the matter?
Kent, great Scott, man. That explosion.
Mr. White, how did you hear it? How did you get here?
Well, I was on my way back after making the phone call. What happened?
Donnelly's gang left a charge of blasting powder under the fallen tree. It just went off.
And are you all right? Is Jimmy all right?
Jimmy? Jimmy's back at the gas station.
No, no, he's not. The man said he went after you.
But he didn't. I told him to stay there.
I know what you told him. But the man said he followed you anyway. If he was in that blast...
Mr. White, it's not possible. I would have seen him. He must be in the woods.
Jimmy! Jimmy Olsen!
Jimmy!
Where are you?
Jimmy! Jimmy Olsen! Jimmy! Where are you, Jimmy?
Frantic shouts and calls go off into the darkness of the forest, and only mocking echoes come faintly back. Jimmy has vanished in the woods. And meanwhile, stronger and stronger on the night wind, the odor of burning brush comes drifting from the direction of the cabin. Jimmy is gone. Lois is gone. And somewhere behind, creeping up through the night, Donnelly and Spike are returning to see what Kent and White have found. The thrilling climax is not far off. Tune in next time and follow the exciting, thrill-packed story of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, Donnelly's Protection Racket Part 5, which first aired on April 24th, 1940. Starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, who has appeared on Earth with the strength of a locomotive and the speed of an airplane, and with a physical structure never before attained by mortal men. Superman, who walks the Earth and goes about among human beings, is Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Kent was standing in the darkness of a pine forest above the town of Little Falls, with Editor White of the Planet calling vainly for young Jimmy Olsen, suddenly lost in the night. Also missing was Lois Lane, feature writer, who had been carried off by Jip Donnelly's gang of racketeers and brought north to the woods. Lois had made her escape as an overturned stove set fire to the gangster's cabin and started a roaring blaze in the surrounding woods. But so far, she has not been found. As our story continues today, Clark Kent and Editor White are standing where we left them, on the road to Donnelly's cabin, listening to someone crashing toward them through the woods.
Kent, it's the fellow from the gas station.
Hey there! Quick, will you? Have you found the boy?
No. No, not yet. You fellas got any line on him up this way?
Not a thing. Why didn't you keep him with you at the station?
Heck, he ain't my boy, mister. He said he was going, and that was that.
What was he trying to do?
Well, near as I could make out, he wanted to find that gal you said was in the cabin.
How in heaven's name did he think he could do that?
Well, he said he'd been a Boy Scout or something, knew his way in the woods, and I sure hope he's right.
Why, well, what do you mean?
Listen, mister, can't you smell?
Smell? Mr. White, it's smoke.
Smoke is right. If you ask me, there's a brush fire smoldering in the woods.
Brush fire? Kent, what are we going to do?
Mr. White, Jimmy, and Lois. We've got to find them and get them out of there.
Kent, I know it, but how?
Yeah, and the longer we wait, the harder it's going to get. Kid's gone so far, he can't hear us. You take my advice and get out while you can. When this pine starts to go...
What do you want us to do, leave the boy in the woods?
Oh, we've got to find them, both of them. Jimmy! Lord!
Oh, that ain't going to do you no good, I'm telling you. That fire breaks loose, it'll be bad. The wind's coming up, too.
Don't stand there talking, man. We've got to find them. Come on.
Jimmy!
Jimmy!
Lois! Lois, Lane! Jimmy! Jimmy!
Recklessly making their way toward the heart of the burning woods, the hollow cries of the rescue party die off in the distance, and almost at once two dark forms appear in the shadowy roadway. Jip Donnelly and his follower, Spike, hiding in the darkness, have overheard every word. Donnelly emerges from the trees and calls softly.
Spike, you there?
Yeah, right here, boss.
They've been here all the time.
Listen, do you know where the kid is?
Not me. I guess he just did what they said.
Is that a break for us?
What do you mean?
Listen, I don't know why that fire holds back so long, but it's due to bust any minute now.
Yeah, so what are we sticking around for?
Just to make sure, that's all.
Sure of what?
Something called a pack fire. It burns out in front of the first fire. When we get that far, they both go out, see? But there ain't anything more to burn.
So what?
So that's what we're going to do right now. We're good citizens, ain't we?
Hey, you ought to know.
And good citizens help stop fires. Come on, Spike. Give me a hand here. Wind's just right, too.
Right for what?
For what we're going to do. We're going to start a backfire, Spike, right here. Those will carry straight into the woods. Is it our fault if somebody happens to get caught in between? Break up some of that brush. Fast.
All unknowing of the peril behind them, Kent and the rescue party head toward the center of the wood, with smoke growing thicker at every step and occasional spark drifting by in the night wind. While farther off, just beyond earshot, young Jimmy Olsen stumbles between tall pines, calling desperately for Lois. Suddenly, slightly ahead, he hears an answering cry.
Miss Lane! Miss Lane, where are you?
Here! Here! Who's that calling?
Miss Lane, it's me. It's Jimmy Olsen. Where are you?
Here, Jimmy. Here, this way.
Miss Lane, gosh, is that you?
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, I can't believe.
Gee, we've been looking all over for you, Miss Lane.
Where in the world did you come from?
We came up in a car, me and Mr. Kent and Mr. White. You haven't seen them anyplace, have you?
Jimmy, I haven't seen anybody since I got away. That man, Vanelli, had me tied up in the shack, and I got out.
What's the briefcase you got there, Miss Lane?
Oh, I don't know. It has papers and things, proof of what they've been doing. If we ever get out of here, Jimmy, this briefcase ought to send them all to jail.
If we ever get out of here?
I twisted my ankle, and the fire's coming.
What's coming?
The woods. The woods are on fire, Jimmy. It started right after I got away from the cabin, and it spread to the woods.
Well, gee, let's get going. Come on.
Jimmy, I can't. I can hardly walk. But you go. You get out while you can. Go on.
What? And leave you here? Not a chance, Miss Lane. Here, you grab my shoulder.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, I can't do it.
Miss Lane, you gotta do it. You don't want to stay here and get burned up, do you? Come on. Look, over there, just beyond that little ridge.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy!
It's a fire. It's coming right this way and fast, too. Listen, get up on your feet. Come on. We gotta make a run for it.
Jimmy, go on. Don't wait for me.
No, come on. Grab hold of me. Now, this way. Back where I came from. Come on, Miss Lane.
Oh, Jimmy, my ankle. Oh,
thicker and thicker grows the smoke. More and more fiery sparks. A sheet of flame lights up the woods when suddenly the blue-clad figure of Superman soars high in the blazing forest. If anybody's going to get out of this place alive, including Jimmy and Lois Lane, Superman has to take a hand. Up! Up! I've got to get down there where the fire's hottest and beat it out. After that, maybe I can find Lois and Jimmy. It's got to be fast. Those flames are gaining every minute. Closing in. Ah, there. That looks like a good place. I can break through there. Down. Down. Now then. Right in the middle of the flames. It's a good thing I don't mind heat. If I can just snatch up a pine tree and use it like a broom. Let's see now. There, that looks like a good one. Sort of do it. Nothing like sweeping up a forest fire with a 50-foot tree. I can just open up a way out through here. Clear a fire lane. Not much time. Here we go.
Please make another call.
We're almost out now. We must be almost out.
Jimmy, we're hemmed in. Look, it's creeping up on us.
Miss Lane, the smoke. I can't see.
Neither can I. Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Jimmy Olsen. Miss Lane.
Listen. Somebody's calling.
Jimmy. Miss Lane. Both of you, this way, quick.
Who is it? I can't see.
I can't either. I can't see a thing. But it sounds like Mr. Kent.
It is. Come on, both of you, quick.
Mr. Kent, I can't see. The smoke.
Here, catch hold of my hand. You too, Miss Lane. Now, we'll make a run for it. Quick, quick.
Hey, Mr. Kent, what's going on? I'm not touching the ground at all.
Mr. Kent, what's happening?
Come on, come on. I'm carrying you both. Don't stop to ask questions. Now, here comes the hot spot. Hold your breath. We're almost out. Here we go.
Oh, no, we're off.
Here's the road. Where's Kent?
Kent?
He must be along. He was right behind us. Oh, say, if we hadn't found that place where the fire was beat out.
We're lucky. Luckiest thing I ever saw. But where's Kent?
Hey, here he comes now. Through the smoke. Hey, mister.
Oh, look.
He's got two people with him. Say, it's the kid and the girl. He's got them both.
Kent.
Oh, glad to see you got out, Mr. White. Look what I found.
Oh, Mr. White. Oh, thank heavens.
Mr. White, is that you? Yeah, I can't see anything.
The smoke, it's still in my eye.
You'll be all right.
Oh, Kent, I can't believe it. You mean to tell me you found them and brought them out?
Gee, sure did. Both of us.
It was like a dream. I thought I was flying.
I don't wonder. We made time, all right. But look here. Where's the car? We're not out of the woods yet.
I'll say we're not.
Well, the car's this way. Right down the road. Come on.
All right. Here, let me give you a hand, Miss Lane. Or Jimmy and I'll make a chair.
You bet, Mr. Kent.
That's the boy. Here we go. Now, there.
Okay, Chip. What are you going to do now?
I'd still like to know how they got out of that fire.
Well, don't ask me how, but they got out.
Well, it ain't going to help much. Take it from me.
But, Chip, what do you mean?
I got one big surprise. Let's fight. Look behind you. See anything in the back seat?
No, it's so dark. Oh, wait. Yeah, it looks like a box. Not very big.
Ah, that's not very big. But, oh, boy, when that little box does its stuff, that guy Kent and all the rest of them will wish they passed out from the fire.
What are you going to do?
You'll see. First thing, we got to get out on the main road a couple of miles ahead of them. Give her the gun. Fast.
What new threat is Dinelli making against the safety of the little group from the Daily Planet? Are they out of the burning woods only to face new and undreamed of dangers? And what strange and incredible climax waits for Clark Kent and his friends on the road from Little Falls? Tune in and don't miss the exciting climax of the next installment of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.